new to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard.
Yes, it is another Monday morning, lovely sunny coasters, and good morning to you, Gondles.
Feeling good, mate. Feeling fresh.
Are you?
Yeah, feeling good after the weekend.
You look good. You got some tea or something down the front of your top there.
Yeah.
Stain.
Bit of a coffee stain already.
Stain of
sorts. Just to start the show. No, feel good after a weekend. How are you feeling after R&B Vine days?
Hey? I just bumped and ground
the whole time.
Not really.
Because what, you bought tickets to the Melbourne show before you actually came here, so you went back for it. Is that wrapping up? Is that tour?
I think it's done and dusted.
Must be wrapping up around the country now.
Look, I've got a bit of a story to tell you about Vine Days coming up this morning. I'm not going to give it away now, but things got a bit heckers.
If it's the story you were kind of flagging with me before the show.
Yeah, it's that and some.
Where you got a guy kicked out. I look forward to it. We'll get to that before 6:30 this morning. Anyone that's been to R&B Vine Days over the last few weeks. And also, this weekend, it's Mountain Sounds Festival, Friday and Saturday on the coast.
Don't even know what that is, but the fact that you said festival, I can't think of anything worse.
You're not up for it, are you?
No.
Vine Days was enough for you, is it?
That was well enough for me.
Get amongst it, mate.
But the fact I had to catch a communal bus there and back.
Yeah.
It was literally a nightmare for me.
Well, I did see a video of you on a bus with a bunch of people singing songs, and it panned around to Pistol Pete, your boyfriend, long distance. And wasn't he hating life?
He wasn't hating life.
He was just minding
his own business. Oh. He was being a good man.
It was a bus full of chicks singing. What was the song? Well,
Don't go chasing
waterfalls. And just panned over to Pete and he goes, I regret buying tickets to this stupid show. What am I doing here? Next on the show, Smarter Than Who, 13, 12, 16. Here's how it's going to go down this morning. You pick myself or Ash to go up against. And if you can beat us, tickets to Hoyt Cinemas in Erina, but you can test your knowledge this morning.
Is it local knowledge?
No, it's not just local stuff.
Good.
This is just your general trivia stuff. But if you think you got what it takes to take us on, I think this is going to challenge me. I really do.
Oh, challenge me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocking it at random, like just random knowledgey stuff. Like Trivial Pursuit for me, ridiculous.
It's one of those things where you hear the answer and go, I knew that.
Yes.
But if you want to be the first one to play, you can pick who you go up against, myself or Ash, 13, 12, 16, and we play straight after this.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I'm back on the sunny coast from spending a weekend in Melbourne for R&B Vine Days out at Rochford Winery. Absolutely loved it. It was such a good night. I was invited by Modern Currency, this PR agency, and we were treated to a three-course meal, all the wines that we could want throughout the whole night, and like our own little section to stand or sit. And we had a great time in our little zone in the VIP section, enjoying ourselves. But there were these two guys all night that were...
Can just quickly, do you ever just slum it with the rest of us? Do you ever?
I did. I actually did. I went out.
Do you get into the mosh pit and just have a good time?
I went out.
You went out? Where?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Out of the VIP zone into the general admission.
And how did you survive out there, mate?
Mate.
How did you go?
I loved it. Dude. Get off my back.
No, I just mean... Because sometimes I've been invited to those sections as well.
You can get stuck into me about liking VIP, but the fact of the matter is I catch trains and go into general admin, okay?
You are a true...
I try it all.
You are a true superhero walking amongst us. No, it's what I'm trying to say, because I've been invited to those sections as well, and everyone wants to get into those bids and whatnot, and I'm sure people listening have all experienced it from time to time, but sometimes the fun is out and about.
Can I tell you?
Sometimes
that,
the fun
this
is
was where my story was going,
yes.
Right?
Okay.
Look, the VIP sections aren't necessarily always all they're cracked up to
be. No, they're boring.
Well, me and Pete were having a pretty good time. You know, we were enjoying ourselves. We were minding our own business, sipping on wine, chatting, laughing.
Waterfalls is going off.
Yeah, we were just having such a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are these two blokes that enter the section, and both of them are wearing these really loud matching shirts, but in different colours with, like, VB cans and palm trees all over them. So picture that, and then they're also wearing these two really stupid hats. So they were matchy-matchy idiots. And from the beginning, they were being pretty annoying, loud, talking to everybody. But as the night progressed, they were getting even more annoying, like more lit. About 79 wines later, they'd done something to this couple in front of me and Pete. And one guy got up and, you know, went to have a bit of fisticuffs with this and one of these annoying blokes. And I was like, oh, what an idiot. Like, the guy's probably only just trying to be nice and have a chat.
Yeah.
And Pete's like, no, like really sticking up for this guy who's about to belt this other bloke. And I thought, yuck, I hate fighting. It's so gross. Anyway, like a few minutes later, the loud, annoying bloke came over to us and he was annoying. At which point I said, mate, can you just pee off? Because you're annoying everybody around here. We're all trying to enjoy the show. So just bugger off back to your section.
You stood up for yourself.
Yeah. Yep. And he walked away probably about four steps and then he turned around and came back and he said, you know what? I know who you are. I've seen you. But can I just tell you, I bet you I earn millions more than you. You probably only earn like $1 million and I earn millions more than you.
I love he thinks you make $1 million.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I was just absolutely dumbfounded. And then he goes, you're shit. At which point Pete stood up and just chucked his drink in this bloke's face.
Ooh.
Straight up, chucked the drink. I was just like, normally I'm on fire and yeah. I can just, you know, I'll do it. But Pete shocked me so much. I'd never had someone stick up for me like that.
That's hot.
It's hot.
Oh, that's hot,
even
Pete.
Though half the drink went on me, he stood up, chucked it in this bloke's face. Half of it went on me, half of it went on this bloke. And I thought, yeah, sucked in, mate. But the rest of the night I kept thinking, oh, my God, he's going to come and, like, come back and punch us both in the head at some point. Anyway, after that had happened, I was feeling a little bit annoyed because we're in this zone where it's all supposed to be fun and delightful. And then this couple in front of us, this bloke proposes to his missus in front of us.
At R&B Vine Days.
Yes. He gets down on one knee,
yep.
Whips out the ring and says, will you marry me? After they're about 79,000 red wines deep.
You have to get up the courage. You have to get up the courage for it.
Initially, I thought, oh, my God, that's so cute. And then I thought to myself, God, if Pete ever did that to me.
He wouldn't be happy.
No way.
You got up and
dead.
Chucked the wine in that guy's
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I chucked the wine in his face.
Didn't you get the other guy kicked out? You said
yes,
to me
I got
that
him kicked out.
You got the other guy kicked out.
Yeah, I just kept looking around and I thought, oh, this guy needs to go. He's pestering everyone. So I got up and complained to the security and the head of security came down and kicked him out.
You know he's cursing his friends on a Monday. You know, he's like, oh, that bloody chick from MasterChef. Even though you weren't on that show, you
exactly.
know. That bloody chick, I tell you, she just, got me booted.
You know what? Don't come up in my grill and tell me that you make more money than me, mate.
No.
Because I'll get you chucked out.
Yeah. You'll get your boyfriend onto whoever that is real quick.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
That was exceptional.
We were having a good old chat off the air and I looked over and it said 0 seconds. I thought, we'd better talk here. That's what we're paid to do. And not just off the air, on air as well.
Well, it's 6:41 this morning.
Yeah, you're even doing my job. What's the weather today, mate?
Weather, don't know. I'll just quickly check Willy weather.
Just make it up like I do. I get
it's
off
cloudy
the
with a high of 28 degrees. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes!
You don't even need me. I can leave.
So I do subconsciously listen.
Yeah.
Even though I'm looking through Instagram most of the time.
My whole life is subconsciously listening.
Hey, listen, subconsciously listen to this,
okay.
Right?
Okay, sign me up.
A man's rectum.
Oh, that word. Yep.
Foul, isn't it?
Yeah,
has
sure.
fallen out when he spent too long on the toilet playing on his phone.
Mm. How long's too long?
Half an hour, and I bet you any money you sit on there. Let me tell you, before we even started on radio, so I was here for a week, right, before we even went on radio, everybody in the office was like, oh, good luck. And I'm thinking, what?
What do you mean, good luck?
Good luck? What? And they're all like, oh, Gondi goes to the toilet in the morning. You won't be able to find him because he's gone for about 3 hours. while he sits on the toilet and scrolls through his Instagram.
I get in at 3 a.m. so I got three hours on.
Every time you've gone somewhere, I know that you're either in the studio recording a break or you're on the dunny.
What do you mean recording a break? We do everything live.
I mean, no, recording a, like,
getting sound
thing,
bites for the show and stuff. Well, look, I'll be honest with you, I'm guilty of it. I don't know what it is. I think it might be a bloke thing. I think we go in there to get a bit of time to ourselves where we're not bothered, and I do some of my best work in there. Some of the ideas that end up on this show
actually are from the toilet.
Yeah, straight from there. But I can honestly say I beat half an hour. Easily, on a regular basis.
Well, this guy, he's a Chinese man, was literally rushed to the hospital when his intestines fell out of his backside.
Sorry. That was a real dry reach then. My eyes are watering. Can we not?
Do you know what?
Can you not,
I'm
Ash?
Actually
honestly.
Thinking, why am I talking about this?
Yeah.
This is
I wanted
so
the same
gross.
Thing. You know what I wanted to do off the back of all this stuff, though? People don't want this. It's a news story is why we're talking
this
about
this is
it.
A warning to all you folks out there not to sit down and push too hard.
Not to go too long. I wanted to do, and I still want to do this, and tell me if you think this is a ridiculous idea, but I want to do it, is I want to line up a line of toilet bowls, right? So maybe say 6 toilet bowls maybe on the beach or at a running track, and we get people to sit there for like an hour or two, and then after an hour or two, because your legs go a bit numb, we have a running race. We have a 100-metre running race.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
Do you
want to
do it?
No.
Let's do it. That idea came to me in the toilet too.
Do you know why do your legs go numb?
Because you're sitting there too long.
Do you know my legs can't even touch the ground on a toilet?
You need some stilts just to go. That idea, I'm working on it. You have my word. We are going to do that here at CFM, trust me.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM. Now, I know people have been loving my, according to Instagram, they've been loving my 30-second I'm a Celebrity updates.
We did do a poll and people said, yes, they'd like you to keep doing them.
Yes.
So.
Okay, well, today, perhaps not.
Why?
Because I just wanted to give you a bit of a BTS behind the scenes.
Okay. I thought we started this 30-second thing to keep it tight for the people that don't necessarily watch the show like myself.
Yeah, but still, what I'm going to tell you is quite interesting, all right?
Okay.
It's what people don't know this. Viewers don't know this sort of stuff. So last night, the first contestant to actually be voted off the show was Tiffany, the chick who's the singer from America.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
We got some audio from the show last night.
Yes, yeah, please play. Yeah.
The celebrity who must now say goodbye to the jungle is... It's Tiffany.
Say goodbye to Tiffany. We'll see you.
We'll see you in the studio.
That's the first time I heard that audio. No one cared.
No.
People just went,
Well, you don't clap because it's like, well, why are we clapping? It's orcs.
Wouldn't you be happy to... I know you want the money for the charity, but wouldn't you be happy that you get to go?
You still get money from the for your charity because 50 cents from every call made when you're being voted into challenges goes to the charity.
Who was your charity? Who were you doing it for?
I was doing it for Beyond Blue.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, well, that's a great course.
Yeah.
And so do you know how much money you raised just by being in the jungle for Beyond Blue?
Oh... I don't know. I think I earned, like, when I was on Dancing with the Stars, I earned $6,000 for a charity.
Hey, any amount's a good amount.
Maybe 8 or something.
That's worth it.
10. I can't remember.
Hey, that's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
It?
Yeah. So anyway, she gets voted off, and when you leave the jungle, you're then treated to a meal of your choice.
Oh, this is good.
Yes. So before you go into the jungle, you have to fill out all these forms. And on there's one big, quite a big questionnaire that asks you things like, what is your favourite food? If you were to have a 3-course meal, what would it be? What's your favourite junk food? And throughout the show, you're actually presented, if you stay on long enough, you're presented with things like your favourite 3-course meal. You know, you win challenges, your favourite junk food. Mine was Nutella or barbecue shapes. I got these at some point throughout the show. So at the end, when you're voted off, you are given your most favourite meal of all time when you leave.
So this is like when you're on death row, prison, and
this
you say...
death row meal.
Yeah, what's your last meal ever?
Yes.
What was yours?
Mine was spaghetti bolognese.
Sure.
Followed by a sticky date pudding.
And when you ate the bolognese, I can just picture you now, you'd be like, not as good as mine.
It properly wasn't.
Nah.
Nah. And what I'm telling you is, just keep in mind that none of us have had any salt or any kind of flavouring.
Yeah.
So you get out, and I swear to God, I'm like, these people have put a kilo of salt in this thing. But it was probably a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
And it was a huge serving, which I absolutely smashed, given that my stomach was the size of a pea.
Yeah, loved it.
But that's what happens when you leave the jungle. You are served literally immediately after you exit the jungle. You sat down with all the media appointments that you have to make around that. You sit down and you eat your meal.
So what's this got to do with Tiffany, who left last night?
She got her favourite meal.
Yeah?
Yeah, sorry, I should have like brought it back around to her. Tiffany got her favourite meal, which was literally, it's so boring. She's so uninspiring. Meat and three veg.
Oh, that's...
Just, it looks like some potatoes, some pumpkin and lamb with a side salad of cos lettuce and chopped up tomatoes.
That's the meal you look forward to least in the week. You know, that's the one that you have to eat to stay healthy. And then the other stuff around is what you look forward to in the week. But she's gone with that as a meal of choice.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I thought about asking for like sous vide salmon. Then I thought, no, I'm not gonna.
They get your questionnaire and they're like, Ash Pollard, caviar? Caviar? Bloody money bags. Pollard wants a bit of the old caviar to go. Get it down, mate. Have you actually eaten caviar before, can I ask? It's filth, isn't it? It's disgusting.
I love it.
Oh, of course you do.
Do you know how to eat it properly?
I don't care.
Oh.
I don't care how to eat caviar properly.
All right.
How do you eat it properly?
You put it on the back of your hand because the caviar needs to be body temp before you ingest it. It's true. Caviar's delicious.
Being radio, you can't see me, but I've fallen asleep on the mic. I don't care how you eat caviar, mate.
I don't think anybody else on the Sunny Coast does either.
I don't think I'll ever get the chance.
Anyway, fun fact for you all this Monday. You're welcome.
Thanks, Ash.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
These international days, we need to talk about these.
What do you mean?
What's going on with the international days? I think yesterday was...
International Celebrate Something Day.
Yeah, yesterday was Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk Day.
No, it wasn't.
It was?
I thought yesterday was World Pancake Day.
Oh, was that yesterday, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have that in my calendar to remember when World Pancake Day... Did you? A few days to tick off today, mate.
Yeah, go.
Today's Plum Pudding Day.
Nice. I like the food days.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take that. So love some plum pudding. Also, Feb 12 is Darwin Day. Not so excited about the Darwin Day. This one I'm interested in. Clean out your computer day.
Nice.
Yes. Clean out your computer day because there is some stuff on the computer.
You should do that.
Yeah, well, I'm looking into it today. Today being
Good.
The international day to clean out my computer.
Good.
Also interested in a Google history. I don't mind looking at a Google history.
It's got nothing. What?
Yeah, it's on your computer. That'd be. You got to clean that out every now and then.
You just delete history.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
How often?
Every now and again.
Pass it over.
No. You are such a nosy Parker.
I just want to know what you're Googling.
Trying to break into my suitcase when I'm not here last week, searching through my internet history.
Would you like my Google history?
I don't care what you Google.
You're not interested at all?
Not at all.
Go on, have a squiz.
I couldn't care. No, I could care less.
I'm fascinated by what people Google. You don't want to look at my Google?
Nah.
Can you just maybe rattle off a couple of things of yours?
No, I'm going to rattle off yours. Let's have a quick look.
You don't have to...
history.
You tell me what I need to clean out from my computer.
Naked cowboy.
Well, I can explain that because we're doing the naked bus. We're doing the naked
bus. How good is this?
To Birdie Beach, and I want the naked cowboy from America, from Times Square, to be our ambassador.
Can you just shush and stop having an excuse for all of this ridiculousness in your internet history?
Yep.
What about Nespresso frother flashing red light?
Yeah, it wasn't working yesterday.
My Nespresso frother isn't frothing.
It wasn't. It wasn't working yesterday.
Aldi
it made me mad.
Beer fridge.
Yeah,
Ricky Gervais quote.
If anyone's got a beer fridge, I'd love to take it. You know, one of those mini ones, 13, 12, 16, sold.
Beware of dog sign. How hard is curling?
Well, that was last week. You talked about how you thought you could be a professional with no training. So I looked up how hard it was. Anything else?
I love it how you've got an excuse for everything.
I'm just trying to explain it because without an explanation, it could look a bit sus. Is there anything I should be clearing off it for being International Clean Out Your Computer Day? Is there anything
you
I should
You don't have anything in here that's incriminating.
No, well, I knew we were doing this segment, so I got
you. Oh!
I jumped on and thought, oh, if I leave those things there, we could be Jeez. End of the relationship.
Yeah.
You might be thinking, who's this guy that I'm working
who's
with?
Who's this creep?
Clean out your computer today, guys.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Guess what day it is on Wednesday?
Would it be International Sleep in a Pair of Jocks Day?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. I think most people will be getting their jocks off on this day.
Oh, Valentine's.
Must be love, love, love.
It's happening Wednesday. If you need to get presents, get onto it.
Oh, it's just such a ridiculous day. Like, it's a hallmark if ever there was one.
Yeah.
A money-making day for all the businesses out there.
You've already gone out.
But I've already bought Pete a couple of presents, so whatever.
Did you give him a little nudge on the weekend when you saw him and say, hey, don't forget, Valentine's?
No, I didn't. I didn't push it because I don't care necessarily.
Okay.
What goes around comes around.
You will if he doesn't.
He's good to me anyway on any other day.
You will if he doesn't get you something, though.
You'll no, I won't. Honestly.
I don't believe
If a bunch
that.
Of flowers don't turn up at the office, I'll be peed off.
That's what I mean. Exactly what I'm saying. And we're loving the stats around the day too. So there's another stat out about Valentine's Day today, Ash.
Tell.
Couples who pick Valentine's Day to tie the knot are 37% more likely to split.
Oh, good. And they deserve it.
Than couples who marry on any other day. Is anyone getting married on Wednesday? I don't think so.
Just don't.
It's middle of the week.
It's not romantic.
That's cheap.
It's cheap.
Yeah, that is cheap.
It is just, like, what even is that? It's the epitome of bogan. Isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still fascinated by it if anyone does it. It's the day of love. And,
it's
you know,
not
people,
the day of love, actually.
Some people like to celebrate the day of love. We've been talking behind the scenes about what we can do for Valentine's Day for this show.
We've got an exceptional idea.
And we were thinking, you know, it's not just about the couples on Valentine's Day. What about the single people? You know, what about them? I don't want them to feel excluded. And we thought,
and
who?
We used to be that person.
Of course. Before Jamie, I was single.
Yes.
And we thought, oh, you've got a partner, I've got a partner. Our producer, Gia.
Doesn't have a partner,
Gia.
I knew that was coming.
Did you know?
Oh, as soon as he started to slow down what he was saying, I've got a partner, you've got a partner.
Gia doesn't have a partner. Now, listen, you don't have a partner.
Nah.
How long have you been single for, can I ask?
Not too long, a couple of months.
Oh.
Pretty fresh.
What happened to the last boyfriend?
Oh, it wasn't good enough, obviously.
Did you get rid of him?
Oh, like you say, it's mutual, you know.
But it's not?
Well.
You got rid of him?
Yeah.
But he'd like to say it was mutual.
That's what he's off telling everyone, that he
got
rid of him.
Is it too early to scope out the field for you?
You know what? It's never too early to get back in the game.
Are you on Tinder or anything like that?
No, and that's the thing, because I've never really been on these dating apps and stuff. I don't really know how to navigate the landscape dating-wise.
And Gaundy, as a woman, like, I can tell you firsthand, I'm sure you'll agree with me, Gia, there's no one decent around our workplace.
Slim pickings.
It is slim pickings.
Well, yeah. Gia, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself, if anyone's listening
now.
I'm
doing my own Tinder profile on air right now.
Go on.
13, 12, 16, if you like the sound of Gia.
I am a 23-year-old woman, recently moved to the Central Coast.
Yes.
Don't talk like that. That's not helping you at all.
I enjoy music. I enjoy hanging out with Gaundy and Ash Pollard every morning. I like to go to bed early because I get up early.
Oh, you're a rager. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, I would say you're driven.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Work 7 days a week.
Accepting.
Yeah.
Tolerant, because I know all of this because you have to put up with me.
True, that's true.
Yeah, and I'm not an easy woman to put up with, let me tell
you.
No,
that's very true.
So, yeah, for any bloke out there who's so annoying, I'm sure Gia will put up with you.
Should we put a picture of Gia in a little bio on the Facebook page and just see what happens? Are you up for that, G-Town?
Oh, I would have done my makeup today if I would have known this was
coming.
We'll
just go through your Insta and pick a good one.
Yeah, cool.
Let's filter it.
All right.
Here she goes. She's already on her Insta having a look.
At the risk of throwing out the phone number and no one calling, 13, 12, 16. But seriously, I want, like, honestly, I want to find someone for you, mate.
I now have to answer these calls as well if they call in.
Oh, my God, we didn't think about that. That's so good.
By the way, crickets. No one calling in at this stage.
13, 12, 16. If you're a single bloke out there.
Or lady.
Looking for a date. Or
lady.
Maybe.
Gia will take
Gordy, whatever. Gordy, I'm not that desperate.
Who knows?
No. We're putting it out there to the blokes.
Here we go, Gia. Look at this.
Hold on, we've got a caller. Can you answer that?
Oh, they dropped off.
Oh. They hung up. Here we go.
Oh, she's excited.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Take it live.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, God, this is so aux.
It's Wayne. Wayne. Wayne, where are you from?
No.
It's Wayne.
Oh, God.
Oh, great. And you're obviously a single bloke.
She's actually nervous.
She's a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
We're here for support, Jay, if you need it.
He gets up early, too. It's a match made in heaven, guys.
Ask Wayne how old he is.
How old is he?
How old are you, Wayne? 30.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm 31, Gia.
I like older guys. Older guys are good.
Yeah, you're 23.
Okay, so. It's not a stretch. 30's all right.
All right. Well,
What's his middle name?
Does that matter?
Wayne, Ash wants to know what your middle name is.
What's
your
surname?
JD.
Wayne. It's his favourite drink.
Oh, Gregory. It's Wayne Gregory.
Wayne Gregory.
Okay. Sounds like a gentleman.
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Oh, I've got another.
Oh, she got two.
It's all right. Let's leave Gia to have this little date off the air and we'll get an update on this, how it's all going with Wayne, JD Gregory.
This is exceptional. Sometimes I wish I was single purely for this.
Do you?
This is fun.
All right. We're going to leave that with Gia. We'll put a little bio.
I don't wish I was single. I love Pete.
You just need to reiterate that. We'll get a bio up and see if we can't find love for Valentine's Day for our producer, Gia. Sparks are flying out there. I can see it right now. We'll give you an update soon.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Underbelly Files Chopper kicked off on Channel 9 last night. I'm fascinated by it. I caught a bit of the show last night. I've IQ'd it and I can't wait to sit down and watch this whole thing because it is a fascinating story about Chopper. And the dad of Chopper is played by one of the great Australian actors, Michael Caton, who joins us on the show right now. Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Here he is.
I'm starstruck, Michael. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
It's a pleasure, Ash. Pleasure.
Thank
you. You've got a great
you.
Area of the world up there.
It is quite nice, isn't it?
It's
I'm beautiful. I'm new to the Central Coast, and I'm absolutely loving it. Can't complain.
No, mate. No, you can't complain. No one listens to you anyway.
Very true. Although I do have to sit here and listen to it a lot, Michael. I will say that. I will say I do have to put myself through that. Now, the show last night kicked off. Great success. Did you sit down and watch it go to air on Channel 9? I'm guessing you've already seen it, Michael.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times, actually.
Yeah.
So, I was out to dinner last night, so I didn't see it going live to air. But I IQ'd it too.
Just as well.
Sit down and watch it without the ads. It's the way to go. But
I want to know a little bit about Chopper's dad, Keith Reid. Now, you play him in this season of the Underbelly Files, Chopper. Was he...
Yeah, right.
I mean, what sort of bloke was he? Because I've been reading a few articles and it seems like he was a law-abiding citizen. But apparently...
He was.
He slept with a rifle underneath his pillow.
Yeah, well, in his later years, you know, he was in the army for a long time, and I thought he was an active soldier, but he was actually a dental technician.
Oh,
so it was. I think he lived vicariously through Chopper.
Really,
I think he was sort of he loved Chopper's notoriety, where Margaret, his wife, she wanted Mark, and I wanted Chopper.
So his mum was quite a religious woman, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
It's bizarre. I feel like so Keith wasn't necessarily a disturbed man. He was completely sane.
Well,
in comparison to his son.
Yeah, yeah, but his son really copped it. I mean, I can't go into it a lot, but I mean, he was put in a home when he was 15 and given shock treatment, you know, 23 shock treatments, and it was just all, you know, it was a really unhinged sort of childhood, really, and not his fault.
Right.
Not the, say that. Not the normal upbringing.
No.
That's for sure.
No, not at all.
What a life to not live vicariously all. Through, though, of Chopperee once he hit the old
yeah.
years.
It must yeah, have been exactly. so fascinating for yeah. you, Michael. How do you prepare for a character? I mean, do you live... What's it called when you're...
Method acting.
Method acting. Mm.
No, I stole my character oh. off my son.
Oh, okay.
My son played me as a young man, and I was there while he was shooting. And I really liked what he was doing. So I just stole it.
I love your honesty.
That's the way to go. I mean, Ash steals yeah, jokes from yeah, me every
I
morning,
and
so...
I thought, yeah. Oh, Ash, you shouldn't.
Not that they're any good, but, you know.
Just get stuck into him now. I'll wait while you
cuff
him over
here. Nah, it's fine, mate. It's fine. Hey, a lot of comparisons I made last night, and I'm sure there's a lot of talk about this with the show, but one of the great movies is, of course, Eric Banner's Chopper. And, I mean, you've worked with Eric Banner, right, many times?
No, not many times, no. but a couple of times. A
couple of times.
And, I mean, because of the castle, I couldn't look at him half the time.
Why?
Because it just made me laugh.
Yeah.
And I keep on getting on his back to do more comedies, you know, because he does all these really dramatic sort of roles, and I'd love to see him do more comedy.
He is one of the great actors, Eric Banner, but it was just hard to not watch it last night and compare it to that movie, because it is one of the great movies and one of my favourites. But Chopper was depicted very well last night. If you haven't had a chance to watch the show yet, get onto it, because it is...
I think Aaron is that absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's a great performance.
Yeah, no, he was, in terms of all the research, I found it very hard to find out about Keith. And then I arrived in Melbourne, and I'm talking to Aaron, and he had all the info I needed, all the info.
Yeah,
his
was.
Research was just.
He was method acting for a long time. So yeah, there's a few people who aren't. Happy with Aaron along the way with some of the things he got
really?
Up to.
Quite,
no, not really. I'm just, oh. that's how well he plays Chopper. It is back on TV tonight if you want to catch part two of Underbelly Files Chopper back on Channel 9. And, Michael, I've never had a chance to interview you, and I'm not sure when I will ever again, so I need to ask, and I know this is going back, but do people still ask you to do the classic line, and I'm not going to ask you to do it, but do you still get hammered to do Tell Him He's Dreaming?
Oh yeah, yeah. Look, if I had $1,000 for every commercial that it wanted me to do that,
yes,
I'd be very rich.
Take them up one day, mate. Once you're finished with the acting, just take those money rolls and watch it fly
no,
in.
No.
Thanks for joining
Michael,
us on the show, mate.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, Ash and Gawndy, it's lovely talking to you.
Thank
you're great,
you.
Mate. Appreciate the chat.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard, CFM.